Blog Talk Radio.
No man cannot hinder me, no man cannot hinder me.
And this is Selena Pinkney coming at you live from North Carolina, y'all. Yes, we're on the move, traveling again.
And that is Victory Shall Be Mine.
Women can check the mask prior.
On this 27th day of March, Easter Sunday. And tonight we just want to let it all ride with the slideshow. If you're tuned in to our website, blogtalkradio.com/the prayer line. Or if you will be calling in, we'd love to hear from you. The number to call in is 323-870-4054. Today we're having a one-hour show from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Eastern Standard Time Zone in the United States. We appreciate all of our Nigerian members that tune in, all of our people from Zimbabwe. We have friends tuning in from the United Kingdom, and of course, our home right here, the United States. Special shout out to Pastor Richard Osagie, that sometimes guest hosts with us. Special shout out to Victoria, visiting from Nigeria, out in Shillington, Pennsylvania. Prayers requested for Darnell Johnson out of Bayonne, New Jersey. This is a special prayer request for him. And we definitely want to keep everyone on the prayer line in our prayers and family and friends listening in. Thank you for tuning in. We also have a special guest that will be with us next week. As I said, tonight we're just going to let it ride with the Stellar Awards songs. If you watched the AT&T Stellar Awards, they pronounced Anthony Browns as the winner of the AT&T Artist of the Year Awards with 10 wins. He also sang Everyday Jesus. We're going to be playing that song for you tonight on the online radio here at the Blog Talk Radio. We're also going to be playing It Will Get Better by Hezekiah Walker. This means war. You just stand, intentional, and of course, some more of your gospel favorites here on the blogtalkradio.com/theprayerline. We're going to be letting you decide what's in your heart when you tune in tonight. Coming at you now is Anthony Brown, Everyday Jesus, right after this short commercial.
Together, they make skin look healthier and more radiant in just 1 week. Aveeno, naturally beautiful results.
There, 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 right there.
Everyday Jesus by Anthony Brown. He's therapy.
I tell you, that man can sing. I don't know about y'all, but I love me some Anthony Brown. Now, we just want to make sure that we bring you the weather forecast for the North Carolina Southern Tri-Borough area. On today, we had a little bit of rain, 53 degrees this morning, turned into 63 in the afternoon when everybody was getting out of church. I have to say, y'all, woke up this morning, driving through the town to get to the church that we're visiting this week. And those that are normally, suddenly they were home today. Every car in the driveway, y'all, was home at around 10 o'clock, 10:30. Now, most churches, at least the southern churches, start at 11 o'clock at the latest. Usually, you should see more people coming into church around Easter. You know, even people that don't normally go to church would find their way into a church somewhere, or their family members may invite them into church for Sunday Easter service. But we didn't have that. Today, it was a packed house, but I don't know what other churches other people are going to, but I can tell you there were a lot of people that didn't show up. And when God dies for us on the cross, I have to say it. And at this point, I don't care who doesn't like what's being said. I've always been an open and honest person. Those of you that know me know that I don't bite my tongue. I am a child of God first, and I have one judge, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And that man got on the cross and died for our sins so that we can be here today talking to each other and listening in to the radio station online so that we can be waking up with a breath of life to get up and go to church and be able to give thanks and praise. I don't know anybody else that's going to do that but Jesus Christ himself. Any of y'all know anybody that's going to get out there and take a bullet and die for you? Not too many people can raise their hand. But I must say that I was very proud to be in the house of the Lord again and be able to wake up and stretch and say, thank you, glory to God. And the devil is a liar. I was extremely tired because of the rainy weather that we had out here in the south this morning. And as you probably can tell, my voice is a little hoarse because I was sick a couple weeks ago. We actually skipped one show or two, but I am alive and well, still kicking, still going to church despite anything. No cold can hold me down, y'all. Glad to be out here tuning in with you guys again. Tomorrow is Monday out in North Carolina in the Tri-Borough area. In the triad area, I should say, as they say it out here. Where will I go next? You can tell I'm not originally from here. Where will we go next with the prayer line traveling? Will we be in your neck of the woods the next time you tune in? Well, let's see. Look us up on our Facebook page. Reach out to me on my personal inbox under Selena Pinkney, or you can reach out to me under the prayer line. Go to my website, www.blogtalkradio.com/the prayer line. Tomorrow, people, is going to be 73 degrees. We're going to start out with 43 degrees. Don't let it fool you. They've got some beautiful weather out here in North Carolina. Tuesday, we're going to slow it down a little bit, start out at 41 degrees in the morning. We'll go up to just a little bit less than that to 67 degrees for Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going to jump a little further back up. So we're kind of shifting gears back and forth this week. It'll start at 51 degrees Wednesday morning, go up to 70. Thursday, we're going to bump it up from 62 in the morning to 72 in the afternoon. And guess what? Thursday, we may have a chance of thunder showers. So you might want to make sure you bring your raincoat and or umbrella. Friday, we're going to have some beautiful summer weather, going up to 77 degrees, chance of showers, scattered showers, depending on where you are in the triad. And then Saturday, we're going to jump down 10 degrees back to 67. So, yes, we're pretty much doing a stick shift back and forth this week. But the big plus day is Friday. For those of you that love to do things that are outdoors, it will be scattered showers, so you have to make sure you plan to travel with an umbrella and enjoy that weather while you still can. Now, we did have some prayer requests for the prayer line. There was Darnell. We were praying for him for health. And I want everybody to remember praying for the Johnson family. They were actually neighbors to me, where I was originally from, born and raised in New Jersey. And very good people. Their family's like my family. Their mother is a beautiful woman, her whole family. So please keep Darnell in your prayers. You also want to remember Victoria out of Shillington. Continue praying for Victoria and her family, for her son. Okay, they're originally from Nigeria. And we want to pray that Jesus will prevail over the situation involving her son. We're going to keep that private for the family's request, as per the family's request. And we want to also remind everyone that tomorrow is Miracle Monday. We want you to make sure that you tune in with us. Be there, because the blood of Jesus is still at work in your life. So let's remember to give him thanks and praise today and every day. We also started some American Bible trivia on the prayer line, and one of the questions was about Esau, a distinguishing feature. He has natural red hair. A little bit about him was that he is considered a hairy man. He was even a hairy baby. He's a twin. Most private thing, willing to admit, his brother outsmarts him every time. The person to win that T-shirt was Sincere Ross Teen of New Jersey. So let's give it up for Sincere Ross Teen of New Jersey. We are going to be sending her our prayer line T-shirt, and you will definitely love our new T-shirts. They have our symbol on it for our page. They have the word, the prayer line, on it, and our motto on the back: keep a pure heart, a sound mind, and the rest will follow. The T-shirts come in gold writing, and you can choose a color. You can go with white, or you can go with black. So definitely, if you want to be in it to win it, to get a T-shirt, be logged on when next time we post our Bible trivia. There was one other person, Jeffrey, that won the other T-shirt. So once he claims his prize by inboxing me, his information, we'll be sure to get that out to him also. So Jeffrey and Sincere, you're our March winners. So we look forward to doing some more trivia with you. And you want to keep up the good work. Okay. Keep Angie Blakesley Wheeler's family in your prayers as well. And we were praying for her a couple weeks ago as well. So just remember her family as well. We can all use a little bit of prayer sometime at one point or another. I want to give a special shout-out to Evelyn Shangala of Zambia. She's one of our members from the prayer line of our social media page. Very close sister in Christ to me. We've also spoken off the air. And we've been praying for her. She graduated college. Special shout out to her with her bachelor's degree. And she's a very strong woman. You have seen her on our social media page of Facebook. Special shout out to Samantha Salters of New Jersey. And she is one of our main hostesses. She's on there morning, noon, and night, giving us our AM devotional and PM devotional. and including our In Between Daily Wisdom Scriptures. Special shout out to Cheryl Brown Wilson out of New York, Brooklyn, New York, that recently rejoined the prayer line. So we're grateful. We really loved it, the scripture that you shared with us and the good news about how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Jesus loves you, from Romans 10:15. Beautiful basket of flowers that she posted for us. We thank you for that. And at this time, we're going to keep it moving with some more of our scripture songs from the Stellar Awards music table. What shall we hear next? Shall we hear You Just Stand by Donnie McClurkin? What do you think? If you have a special request, prayer request, or song request, gospel song request, definitely call into the line, to the phone line, for Closed Mouth, Don't Get Fed. We're going to be looking for you to get into those phone lines, y'all.
Here's a little healthy advice.
Right after this message, we're going to be hearing from Don McClurkin.
Moisturizing body wash and lotion with active natural notes. Used together, they provide two times the nourishment for beautiful, healthier-looking skin. Aveeno, naturally beautiful results.
Child, you temperature?
And we want you to make sure you call back in, ladies and gentlemen that are tuning in, at theblogtalkradio.com/theprayerline. And this is Selena Pinkney coming at you live on the 27th day of March, 2016, on this Easter Sunday. Today our show is 1 hour long. We started a half hour early at 6 p.m., and we will be starting up again promptly at 6:30 p.m. So be sure to tune in on our website or call in 323-870-4054. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. And this is Selena signing out. And I'll be signing back in at 6:30 p.m. on the dot. Thank you for tuning in with us on the prayer line, and happy Easter.